Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Markle. Tom is the CEO and the founder of iBank.com, iBank.com. I hope you go there and check it out. Use that website to your advantage. Learn more and more about, you know, Tom, what I think is happening is you know, your website, your service is kind of a window into the future of finance for small business. Now, you know how devoted I am to independent community banks. They don't pay me a nickel to say this, but I'll tell you, Tom, 12 years ago, I told my audience, if you don't have at least one significant relationship with an independent community bank, you're not doing as well as you could. Well, as you know, Tom, after 2008, that became a prophecy, because when the big banks quit lending to anybody, small independent banks were still making loans. But still, at the same time, in the 21st century, small business owners have got to have their eggs in more than one basket. And that's the reason why I'm glad to know that you guys are still out there letting them know about other options. What are you seeing? In terms of the regulatory situation and the approval process with the larger banks or maybe a leasing company or whatever, are you seeing a tightening of the lending requirements?
Well, yeah, and that gets really back to this you said earlier, is really the rules are changing about fogging a mirror and showing up with good credit. The real issue is you've got to be prepared. We're really kind of taking the virtual CFO approach for the small business, just rather than not just connecting you with lenders, but you know here you are to the dance and you didn't come prepared. You don't have a tuxedo on. It doesn't fit right. You didn't get dance lessons before you went to the dance. So what we've shifted to is really kind of a holistic approach to the small business owner. We want to become your virtual CFO. And when you think about a chief financial officer, they're there to put your strategic plan together. They're there to put the business plan together. They're there to introduce you to money. Once they introduce you to money, the money wants to know who's doing your books.
How about making sure that you got books? I mean, this is something that still blows people away, folks. Way too many small business owners don't have books, which is basically the financial statements. Maybe they're doing some accounting, but to put them together in any kind of a report that can be believed, that's another situation altogether, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, they're not allowing just husbands and wives or the husband to do the books or the wife to do the books or the daughter maybe has a degree in accounting. I mean, they want to know you've got professionals at your right hand. They want to know you have a lawyer. They want to know you have an accountant, a bookkeeper. And so we're now seeing this holistic approach to the more serious person looking to be in the market of business, not just say, oh, gee, I just lost my job and I'm going to start a little business. But you really had to say, if I'm going to start a business, I need to dot my I's and cross my T's with a business plan, with a bookkeeper. You need to have a lawyer. You need to have your corporate filings done properly for your state and federal filings. So we're putting together, we put together a whole network of paralegals. Bookkeepers, a lot of really talented bookkeepers are, a lot of women have just said it.
So are you helping them understand the importance of doing regular financial statements, doing regular operating statements, regular balance sheets, that kind of thing? Are you helping them get on that kind of a track?
We are. We're not only advising them if they have somebody already, but we are acting as their bookkeeper, their paralegal.
You're providing those kinds of services.
What's that?
You're providing those kinds of services.
That's right. We're providing those kinds of services if they don't have them. So this again, we're taking a holistic approach, not just we're not just saying, okay, if it goes wrong, we'll fix it. How do we prepare in a preventative way to make sure you're really set up and ready for the dance? And that's a whole circular look at your business, from the strategic planning to the bookkeeping to the taxes to the business filings to the legal, the legal contracts. You've got to have all these in place, and then you've got to insure all that risk. So, now, when you look at a CFO, he says, okay, well, how do I deal with risk management? you know, someone comes in and stumbles in your building, or you know, you're out driving your car and something happens, and the banks now want a life policy on you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a loan, they want you to go get a life policy. So now you need to be connected to life insurance agents.
So basically, Tom, what you're saying is credit is becoming more available, but access to it is going to require more sophistication than in the past.
I think you're right, Jim. I mean,
and that's going to benefit the serious operators. It's not going to benefit the people who are just hanging out in their, you know, what some people call lifestyle entrepreneurs. Tom, give us the website again, please.
It's www.ibankibank.com. Bank for small business.
Appreciate you being here, Tom. We'll see you next time. Good job today. Tom Markle, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out, ibank.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.